And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 5, verse number 17. Mark chapter 5, verse number 17. The Lord Jesus has told the disciples, let's go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. When they arrived over here in the country of the Gadarenes, there's this man that met him. This man is possessed of many devils. The name of these, or his name that they had given him, is Legion. Now, no doubt that wasn't the man's name, but that was the name that the devils had given to him, because there was many devils within, many, many devils. The Lord had told the devils to come out of the man, verse number 8. And they begged the Lord, don't send us out of the country, because the Lord could do it. Interesting how they reverence the Lord. They know who he is. He's the Son of God. They know that he's going to torment them. They know he has the power to be able to torment them. And as we mentioned last time, the scriptures bear out that the devils in other cases have said to the Lord, are you come to torment us before the time? They know who the Lord is. They know he has power. They know he has ability. Now they know that there's a coming torment and condemnation for them. And they beg him, let us go into this swine. Let us go into this herd of swine, 2,000 head. The Lord allows them to do so. He gave them leave, as the scripture says. He allowed them to do so. And then those herd of swine ran violently down the hill right into the sea and were drowned. The keepers of the swine, they marveled at it, and they were very afraid. They went in and told the city, and they told everybody that they met. No doubt they were in a frantic panic. And the townspeople, no doubt even maybe the leaders of the town, came out to the Lord to see what's going on. And a wondrous thing that our Lord has done in saving this man and casting out these demons and saving this man has been changed. This man has been changed by our Lord, touched by our Lord, and the touch by our Lord and the change made in him causes them to be afraid. And what a terrible, sad thing. What a terrible, terrible, sad thing that is. Verse 15, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. They were afraid. They were more comfortable with this man being mad and being crazy and running about in the tombs and cutting himself on the stones and running about naked. When they saw him sitting, rather than running around, they see him sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus. They see him clothed, not running around naked and dishonoring his body and being an offense to many and all that. When they see him in his right mind, he is sane again. And not only is he sane, he's saved. He's got the Spirit of God living within, not those wicked spirits. They were afraid. Rather than glorifying God, rather than glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ and his great power, they were afraid. They didn't want the Lord. The devils that were within this man, they knew who the Lord Jesus Christ is. They know his power. They know that he's going to bring condemnation and torment upon them. They have to beg him to do something different. And then the Lord allows them to go into the swine, and then only can they go into the swine. They know the Lord better than mankind knows the Lord. Of course, they've seen him, and they live in that realm that's beyond this realm, over there on the other side, as I like to refer to it. And so when they see this man in this condition, in verse 17, and they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. Pray. The word pray is talking about making a request. That's what we do toward our Lord, is when we pray to him. And the Lord bids us pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be a thankful people to our Lord, the people of God, the children of God. And so they're not praying to him in a reverential way. They just say, won't you get out of here? They are definitely afraid of the Lord Jesus. They're afraid of the things that they have seen. But they, rather than saying, thank you for your work, thank you for your blessings, thank you for saving and helping this our neighbor, they were afraid at the man's condition, they were afraid of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they say, why don't you just get in your boat and go somewhere else? They begin to pray him to depart out of their coasts. What a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. To turn away the Lord Jesus. To direct the Lord Jesus to go somewhere else other than where he came. Remember, the Lord Jesus is the one that wanted to pass over to the other side. It's the Lord Jesus that wanted to come and visit this man. It's the Lord Jesus that cast the demons out and saved his soul. And has given him and caused him that to which he would sit fully clothed in his right mind. It is our Lord Jesus that purposed to do these things. And they say, why don't you go somewhere else? Why don't you go out of our place? Sad. Terrible sad. And verse number 18, and when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. So here we see another prayer, another petition. The Lord Jesus goes ahead and goes into the ship. And the man that he has saved, that he has cast the demons out of, that they have clothed, that is in his right mind, that has been touched and changed, blessed by our Lord. He's got a prayer. And he says, can I go with you? Can I go with you? These people here have rejected you. I want to go with you. I don't reject you. No doubt the man would say, and we know of a surety the man would say, I love you. I want to go with you. I'm thankful for what you've done for me. I'm thankful how you've touched me and you've helped me. I want to go with you. I want to be with you. I want to know more about you. I want to learn more about you. I'm thankful for the way you have rescued me. I want to be close to you. I want to be near you. The others of the region said, go away. This man who had been touched and saved and blessed by our Lord says, I want you to not go away. If you're going to go away, I want to go with you. I want to be near you. They begin to pray him to depart out of their coasts. He prayed him that he might be with him. What a contrast, huh? What a contrast indeed. The prayer of wicked men, the prayer of the saints. Prayed him that he might be with him. I love this, what our Lord Jesus did, even though he was rejected of these in this region of Decapolis. The Lord was compassionate and merciful to them. He was compassionate and merciful to them in their darkness, in their sadness, in their sin. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, no. No, you can't go with me right now. No, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. You go, and I believe this is the indication of our Lord, you go and you tell them what God has done for you, how God has helped you. You go home to your friends and you tell them the great things that God has done for you. And you go tell them how he has had compassion on you. You go tell them how he has been compassionate to you. He came over here and he landed right where you were. And he came and he cast those demons out. And he put his spirit within you and saved you and clothed you, and you're in your right mind. You go tell how the great things that the Lord hath done for thee and how the Lord has had compassion on thee. You go tell them that. You know, the Lord Jesus could have said, come on, let's go. But instead, he left a minister, a witness, one that would bear a testimony to him, didn't he? And listen to what the man did. The Lord says, you go tell how great things the Lord had done unto thee. And I think the context or the indication there is the Lord Jesus is deferring to God Almighty, not himself. Verse 20, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. The Lord Jesus told him to go and tell what the Lord, what God had done for him. But rather, the man proclaimed what the Lord Jesus had done for him. And it says, and all men did marvel. All men did marvel. You know, they wouldn't see and believe the working of the Lord in this man. They were more comfortable with him being possessed and going about daily in this madness. They had tried to deal with him and bind him, but they could not. He couldn't be refrained. He couldn't be tamed in any way. They were afraid of him. But they enjoyed seeing him in this shape rather than in the shape that they saw him after the Lord had touched him. Rather than rejoicing, they had become afraid. Rather than praising our Lord, they became afraid of our Lord. Rather than desiring to know how it was done and the great power at hand, they desired him to leave. But as our Lord had been compassionate on the man, even in being rejected, he was compassionate upon the people. Because this man published in that city and the regions about what Jesus had done for him. How the Lord Jesus had saved him. How the Lord Jesus had visited him. How the Lord Jesus had had compassion on him. And all men did marvel. No doubt there were those that believed. If I understand the scripture correctly, there was a time that our Lord Jesus came back. And when he came back, they received him gladly. The compassion of our Lord. What a great compassion it is. If you're without Christ, if you're not saved, we point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and believe in him, his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see your time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954 by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.